This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've all heard the term toxic relationships, but it's not just romantic relationships. It can affect friendships as well. Jo Armstrong from Single in the City has been through this recently. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Katrina.
Well, tell us about the moment that you realised that this particular friendship was toxic. How did it come about?
Well, I've been friends for a number of years, and throughout our friendship, she had a habit of being late. Now, living in Sydney, it's very easy to be late. I do understand that, and I am not the most timely person as it is. Hmm. But it was like an hour or more that she was late, and this was constantly, like, throughout our whole friendship.
Was she on drugs, Jo? Because I found that those people that turn up 3 hours late are usually on drugs.
No, not as far as I know. She used to blame it on her nationality.
Right.
But equally, I know that within her private life, she did have a number of difficult situations that she was dealing with. She had a young daughter. So I understand you are late from time to time, but I really valued her friendship. It was really interesting because when I started to really question was over time, I increasingly sort of mentioned around her timekeeping and, actually I want to spend time with you. So when you're late, I get less time with you. And, at least, or if you're going to be late, tell me and then I'll meet you later on. That's fine. Mm. I don't want to be waiting for ages. And anyway, there was one particular evening where it all sort of came to a head for me, Katrina.
Yeah.
It was just, one of those times where you just really need your friend to be there with you. And so we'd agreed to meet at 6 o'clock. And I'd said to my friend, will you be there at 6 o'clock? Like, really, actually at 6 o'clock. Not your 6 o'clock, which is more like 7 o'clock, but 6 o'clock. And she absolutely, completely promised me 100,000,000% she would be there at 6 o'clock.
And what happened? I'm guessing that she didn't turn up at 6 o'clock.
At 8:30 p.m., she still wasn't there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and that's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, and, it just really, and this has been going on for years. It wasn't like a one-off. It was really, really consistent behavior. And I really started reflecting about that. And, friendships are very much two-sided things. And I think this is where toxicity can come into a relationship where it starts becoming destructive and unhealthy. And what I realized was from that moment, I've always been there for her, but she actually couldn't be there for me. So it was actually very one-sided.
Hmm.
So that really got me questioning about, how do you have healthy relationships? And I'd said to my friend, that it did upset me when she wasn't there on time, or just tell me so that I'd know what time she would be there. But she wasn't able to do that.
So it sounds like you'd made every effort to, restore the friendship and to work on it, but that you didn't get anything back from her.
Yeah, that was definitely how I saw things.
Well, Jo, what do you think then is the difference between, a toxic relationship? I'm sure there's people listening going, is this one toxic? What's the difference between a toxic relationship and a relationship that just needs a bit of work?
Well, I think all relationships need to be worked on, and I think that's what makes them healthy, and to have those good communication lines and to be honest and open with each other. And I felt that I had that with this friend, and I was honest with her and would communicate, are you sure you're going to be there on time?
Mm.
And I was always assured that she would be there on time. But actually what it came down to is I couldn't trust her because I knew instinctively that she wouldn't be there on time, regardless of what she said, because all of her behavior was so consistent that she was always late to one degree or another. So I think it's really about whether two people are going to be prepared to work on their relationship. And I really felt that I was prepared to do that, but unfortunately she didn't reciprocate that and didn't prioritize our friendship in the same way that I did. To me, that was toxic because it was actually painful, it was very negative, and I couldn't trust her. And to be honest with you, Katrina, I think she was really quite disrespectful of my time.
Yeah, absolutely. That, for women in particular, I think when you lose a friendship, you go through a particular kind of grief. Is that something that you've experienced with losing this friendship?
Yeah, I would absolutely say so. I think grief and loss, I miss her. She's a really fun person to be around. But actually, what I've realized is being able to let go of that friendship and not invest my time in her, I've been able to have a positive side to that and invest in other friendships and spend time with people who do value and have similar, I guess, expectations around what a healthy friendship is. For example, last week a friend of mine said to me, Joe, what can I do to be a better friend to you? I thought, wow, what a lovely thing to say. How thoughtful is that, that she's thinking of our friendship? And that's the type of relationship that I really want to invest in. And that's, I feel, what I can get more of now that I'm not investing into actually relationships that were actually quite toxic.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Jo Armstrong. You can find her at joarmstrong.blogspot.com or follow her on Facebook at Single in the City.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.